You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Last night in Bloomington, the Northwestern men's basketball team took on Indiana. They won 72-68 and are now ranked 16 in the Big Ten. Tonight, the women's basketball team is in College Park, where they will play Maryland at 5:30. The men's swimming team is also competing this week. They are in Madison, where the Big Ten Swimming Championship will be taking place until Saturday. At Allison Dining Hall today, there will be food from Chef Bailey Sullivan, who works as the executive chef at Monteverde Restaurant at Pacifico, an Italian restaurant in the West Loop. This is a part of the NU Dining Celebrity Chef series that they host every year. Sullivan has been nominated for multiple James Beard Awards, including Best Chef, Great Lakes. In Evanston tonight, there will be a Black History Month open mic night at the Evanston North Shore YMCA. It's an opportunity for the community to join together and celebrate Black artists and poets whose work was shaped by shared experiences in history during and after the Black American diaspora. In the Block Museum on Northwestern's campus, there will be an art talk by photographer Jonathan Castillo. His exhibition, titled Immigrant Owned, features photographs of Chicago businesses owned and run by immigrant families. He will discuss the cultural and economic contributions of immigrants to Chicago. Last night, President Trump gave his first State of the Union address of his second term. It lasted a record 1 hour and 48 minutes long. A number of Democrats had boycotted the speech, and for the second year in a row, Representative Al Green from Texas was ejected from the House chamber. Today is National Clam Chowder Day and National Chocolate Covered Nut Day. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show, our special broadcast on Friday at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.